Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. We're now into the second hour. It is Sunday. You're listening on Sunday, June 13th, 2010. Another hour laying out before us. We've got Jim Tucker with a boil down of what happened at Bilderberg 2010 and key intel on the green lighting. They're moving towards the majority of them green lighting an attack on Iran. And then, of course, Charlie Skelton, Mark Anderson, and others. That is coming up. But I wanted to get into fluoride right now. What business does the federal government have mandating the states and holding back their money if they don't fluoridate at least one part per million the water supply? When you hear the term fluoride, the bigger issue is that's a catch-all name for at least 150 chemicals they add, in some cities over 300, the byproduct waste of fertilizer plants, aluminum plants, and nuclear weapons purification, and also fuel rod production for nuclear power plants. I know you know that as listeners, but are you continuing to warn the public? We're seeing huge media propaganda right now pushing how great fluoride is for people because we're having major breakthroughs. I've caught them finagling now on the backs of toothpaste tubes. Before, they said if you swallow more than a pea size of this, call poison control. Now it has some gibberish and doesn't even make sense, not even proper English. It just says, if you, call poison control immediately. So they've cut the pea size out. Very bizarre. EPA scientists and workers call for an end to water fluoridation because of cancer risk. This is from Organic Consumer Association. Now, I interviewed these guys in 2001 and 2005, and then when I talk about how the majority of EPA scientists, and FDA have done it as well, sent letters, their top toxicologists, you name it, in fact, it was over 90%, and then the head of their union, who's a toxicologist, testified before Congress in 2000 and again in 2005. Whenever I talk about this, I get emails saying, that's not true. There's not people in the government that don't like it. It's good for you. You know, come on. Squidbillies on Adult Swim on Cartoon Network says it's good. You know, Ted Turner, the eugenics guy, he owns it. He says it's good. You know, Barack Hussein Obama wants to sterilize this. You know, they make jokes on cartoons about this, but it's true. It's real. EPA scientists and workers call for an end to water fluoridation because of cancer risk. This is from Organic Consumer Association, and you can read it from ens-newswire.com. This is from 2005, August 30th, but I'm going to get these guys back on the show. It's been 5 years. EPA union calls for nationwide moratorium on fluoridation, congressional hearings on adverse effects, your cancer cover-up, youth cancer cover-up, D.C., 11 EPA employee unions representing over 7,000 environmental and public health professionals of the civil service have called for a moratorium on drinking water fluoridation programs across the country and have asked the EPA management to recognize fluoride as posing a risk, a serious risk of causing cancer in people. The unions acted following revelations of the apparent cover-up of evidence from the Harvard School of Dental Medicine linking fluoridation with elevated risk of fatal bone cancer in young boys, more than doubles it. The union sent letters to a key congressional committee asking Congress to legislate a moratorium pending a review of all the science of the risk and benefits of fluoridation. The letter cited the weight and evidence supporting a classification of fluoride as a likely human carcinogen, which includes other epidemiological results similar to those in the Harvard study, animal studies, and biological reasons why fluoride can reasonably be expected to cause the bone cancer or osteosarcoma seen in young boys and test animals. The unions also pointed out the recent work by Richard Moss of the Environmental Quality Institute, University of North Carolina, that links increase in lead levels in drinking water systems to the use of silicofluoride fluoridating agents with chloramines disinfectant. That's also being added to your water. Lead. Everyone knows lead and mercury is good. Don't listen to conspiracy theorist Alex Jones or all the EPA scientists. All right. Again, we'll cover this more coming up on Monday because I'm going to really get back into all the poison. Now, they're poisoning us by design, these degenerate control freaks. But coming up, Charlie Skelton, London Guardian, Jim Tucker, Mark Anderson on Club Bilderberg 2010 and the rout of this scum. Great job, crew, I want to add today, in here on Sunday.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Going to Charlie Skelton, who got arrested last year. We were able to actually have him on from the police station when he still had his cell phone. An Oxford University graduate, journalist for the Evening Standard, The Guardian. He also writes satire and has written quite a few books. And we'll give you his website before he leaves us. He's on TV shows on Channel 4, reality TV, and BBC One. And, of course, in 2009, he covered the secret of Bilderberg Group. He went to basically write satire about it as a joke, but found out it wasn't a joke. And he also writes for the London Guardian. He joins us now from Spain outside the Bilderberg Group resort that they shut down today. So first off, Charlie, good to have you back this year. Tell us about how you got there. You were in the resort, what you saw being thrown out, the type of security you're witnessing right now.
Hello, Alex. We spent a couple of nights in the hotel a little bit cheekily before lockdown, which took place at noon today. And, all the guests left over the last few days because they had obviously they have the Bilderberg block booking. And they're replaced by the conference organizers who are up to their ears in it. And more and more security men who are just piling in at the moment and... And the police are piling in, and police helicopters are taking to the skies, and it's the same old thing. You know, it feels very much like Vouliagmeni Mania in Greece last year. In fact, the hotel was very similar. It's up on a hill. There's a small little road that leads up to it, and it's just by the seaside. And you know, it's a small little sleepy town.
And, the supreme leaders up in their citadel above exactly, the rabble scum.
Very much. That is exactly what is happening, and there's the same dynamic of a very few. I mean, more this year, but a few people coming to bear witness to the event.
Pathetic rabble down beneath the walls, with our centurions keeping a close eye on the dangerous scallywags.
There's quite a lot of that, actually. We overheard a few conversations, and we have a source in the conference team as well. And
that's big news. You have a source inside the conference team. You were in there and overheard. So just like when I was in, I can back this up. When I was in Canada, but really in Virginia, I was in there the day they shut it down and kind of stayed till the end till they were trying to throw us out. And there were like security teams, and I was catching all of it. And every spare room and office area was packed full of security people. Tell us as much as you can about the source without revealing them, and tell us what you overheard, Mr. Skelton.
Well, I can't tell you anything. I'm not going to tell you anything about the source, but I will tell you some interesting things. One of them is that. There's a no-fly zone for 4 days over the hotel, and that's being enforced by police helicopters, and that begins at 8 a.m. Tomorrow, which is the first official day of the conference. We spoke to a barman there, and a barman, and he was. We were talking about the cost of this whole thing, and he just said, look, you do not want to know how much this is costing. And, you know, when you think of I can't quite get past it in my mind, the sheer cost of this operation, it is huge. And if anyone thinks that it's not a large event, it is. I've never seen anything like it.
And, of course, the taxpayers pay with our tax money to protect the criminal rulers.
And to be honest, I don't think the Spanish taxpayers are in any position to be paying for this kind of circus right now.
Well, listen, we're going to know more as the days develop and as you talk to journalists and your source. But, I mean, what can you tell me about what you overheard? What can you tell me about what the source told you?
Well, I can confirm some delegates who are coming. Some of them, they tend to come every year. There's Richard Holbrooke, the Obama special representative to Afghanistan and Pakistan. He'll be there. General Jack Keane, who I think he was in charge of your army at some point for some years. And interesting, a new name, I think, which is Marcus Agius, who's chairman of Barclays. And he's also senior non-executive director on the new BBC executive board. So it's interesting. The BBC may not be here covering the event live on the ground, but they do have someone inside. But actually, I mustn't badmouth the BBC because put me on the radio this morning on Radio 4, the BBC, BBC Radio 4 Today program, and had a nice chat. And it wasn't.
Called this a loss of innocence last year because you weren't really expecting to be clapped in irons.
I really wasn't. I wasn't even expecting. I wasn't quite expecting. I didn't have any idea, to be honest, what was going to happen at all. And you know, to find yourself in a completely dystopian reality and with an extraordinary overreaction
let's recap for those that forgot what happened last year to a London Guardian reporter. You got video of it being followed, harassed, arrested. There'd be police all around you, and you'd say, stop following me, and they'd say, no one's following you, and you go to the police station to complain, and then you see the guys that have been following you there, and they say, you're not seeing any of that, sir. You're quite insane. And then they finally did arrest you. So recap that, and let's go back to this first look at Bilderberg 2010 and the valuable intel you've already ferreted out.
Well, 2009 was my loss of innocence. I sat there in the in the Athens. I had to run away to Athens because I was being chased around and arrested so much in Bulyagmeni. And I really wasn't trying to do anything at all. You described me early on as a daring reporter. You know, that couldn't be further from the truth. I spent all of 2009 trying not to get arrested. And, my plan for 2010 is very much along the same lines, not get arrested. Last year I sat in an office in Athens opposite, he was the head of the Athens state police that look after the parliament and after their government, so very high up. And, I said, look, I've worked out, I realise who's been following me. It is you. It's your team. I've seen the guy in the loo just now, weirdly, having been denied all the way along. And he just said, no, you didn't see a man. You didn't see a man. And, I sat down and I thought, my God, that's a scene from a movie. You don't want to be sitting opposite someone telling you you haven't seen what you've just seen, because it makes you think, you're going to start seeing ones and zeros and the matrix will melt away, and you think, whatever. It's very unsettling.
But that's their psychological. I mean, they've got Von Rumpy, Brown, all of them announcing world government run by the bankers that have engineered the financial collapse. We have their documents from over a decade ago planning this. And then they'll announce world government and then say, but we're not setting up a world government, and you're quite insane if you believe in one. I'm afraid it doesn't exist.
I know. Look, I mean, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of ringing up, reputable news agencies, and I'm not going to name any names, and speaking to, people who work on their foreign news desk, and you say, well, I'm here in Spain covering the Bilderberg conference, and they go, the what? And, I'm thinking, look, I mean, this is a big deal. It really is a big deal.
If you had 150, you've all heard it before, top football players meeting in secret, there'd be 50 helicopters above and 1,000 press. If you had 150 top Hollywood stars meeting in secret, and they've been doing it since 54, you'd have 1,000 helicopters and 5,000 press. But with this, it's just, you don't see those black sedans pulling in. You don't see the troops with machine guns. You don't see police dogs. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that, do you know what? I don't have a problem with a bunch of financiers and business people getting together to meet up to determine how to fleece, me and whoever, or to sell me whatever mobile phone or anything. I don't care. They can strategize to their heart's content. But, we've got a new coalition in Britain and what David Cameron, and who's an ex-Bilderberg, and Nick Clegg like to talk about at the moment is transparency and openness, and they want that in our politics. You know, that they, you know, whatever, let's find out whether that's the case, but they do keep saying we want transparency and we want openness.
Well, that's like Obama. He said he's going to be the most transparent. He's more secretive than Bush. It's always the opposite with these guys when they tell you something.
Yeah, well, and do you know what? It would be nice if, in the spirit of openness and transparency, we simply knew which elected officials went to this four-day meeting and what they talked about in terms of policy.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic.
It's based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, they're there drinking their finest champagne and gobbling caviar, having a big eugenics summit, dealing with world forced inoculations, cutting off power supplies, stopping mobility. We're going to be talking with Charlie Skelton of the London Guardian. He's also written for the Evening Standard, done reports for BBC One. The list goes on and on. Here are the headlines. We've got one by Paul Joseph Watson today. This is being reported by the major French news. At a press conference, he snuck into Spain, got caught there, and now admits that eugenicist Bill Gates to attend 2010 Bilderberg conference. But the really big news, because it shows how scared they are internally, and it shows, this mirrors what Zbigniew Brzezinski said 3 weeks ago in Canada when he said, for the first time, the whole world is awake to world government and not just our puppet politicians, but the actual power structure. We're in trouble. People said, well, he's playing possum. No, he's not playing possum. And so Bilderberg see people with income as threat to their agenda. This was filed in part two of his London Guardian report, Bilderberg 2010, the security lockdown, Charlie Skelton. He joins us. He can now tell us the day he was kicked out Wednesday before it started. Always key intel. What security people did to him and his wife, what he overheard them saying, and then he could tell us what happened yesterday and today. Charlie Skelton, thank you for joining us, sir.
Hello. Lovely to be back.
Good to have you. So you've got the floor. You can now, since you filed your reports, tell us, because, you know, it's good to give them the scoop first. They paid to send you there. You work for them. Tell us the incredible, what you witnessed inside, sneaking about, spying on them, and before they kicked you out, and then what's happened since then.
Yeah, well, first of all, to talk about what you mentioned, we sat ourselves at dinner. This is a couple of days before the, in fact, the night before lockdown. So whatever night that would have been, Tuesday night. We sat next to some of the conference organizers, because what people have to remember is that this is, apart from anything else, it's a big conference. So there's a large team of extremely well-oiled conference organizers who run the whole show every year, at least the core team members do. And they were having their dinner. So we sat ourselves down nice and innocently next to their table, and we just sat and pretended to have a conversation all night whilst listening. So, we did a little bit of earwigging. And one of the things that we heard that was most astonishing was the discussion that took place about you and about your presence at Bilderberg with your bullhorn. And they started saying, they said, you've seen the videos from that year. This is a quote. You've seen the videos from that year. They were very close to the hotel. And the person looked in absolute terror and said, but did they ever try to attack? And the person looked back equally fearful and said, no, but it was scary. It was very scary. There was a demonstration at the walls. And, did they ever try to attack? And they were asking this absolutely seriously. And they were having this discussion. And, I'm here now I'm here with people, and the people who are standing here at the roundabout, much as you did before. And, they're saying that. They're saying their slogans and they're holding their banners, and there's a little bit of anger towards the people up the hill, but generally speaking, there's a lot of love towards humanity, and there's a lot of concern and anxiety. And what there isn't is there's no great attack going on. The only attack is there's an attack upon the ideas that are being talked about upstairs. The only attack is upon their strategies. But they, honestly, these people were sitting there and they had fear in their eyes, and it was quite extraordinary. So, I don't quite, they've completely misunderstood at one level. I suppose in one level they've got it right, but they've completely misunderstood what kind of people are outside. They have demonized the concerned, interested citizen who is standing out here, who has traveled to whatever part of the world Bilderberg happens to be in and is holding their flag and is chanting their chant. And they see these people as the enemy. And what they don't understand is that these people who are standing out here chanting, they are the true friends of humanity.
Well, that's the point you make in your well-written article. And I want to remind listeners, we contacted you last year hearing that The Guardian was going to send a reporter. There was a big announcement and the paper was promoting it. We contacted you and you're like, kind of thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were sending a reporter who they thought would really be balanced because you thought it was a joke. And then once you got there and they harassed you and arrested you, you know, and now you've had this conversion of realizing, but you have some quotes here in your article. It says, although why attending Bilderberg has to remain such a mystery remains a mystery. The blackened windows of the limousines, the desperate camera dodging of the delegates, the paranoia was riding high amongst the conference organizers. A pair of them talked about 2006 Bilderberg conference in Ottawa, where the radio host Alex Jones led the protest with his megaphone. They were very close to the hotel. You're quoted as them saying, said one. Another looked shocked and said, did they ever try to attack? A shake of the head, and the answer, no, but it was very scary. A third leaned in. This is the negative side of the welfare state. People have enough income so they can do this. It's like a permanent threat. And see, from what I've read by the phony environmentalist and the globalist, they want to shut the economy down, only allow authorized, permitted travel, for government-approved reasons. They want a local environmental boss that controls every facet of your life. It has nothing to do with environment. It's prison. And they say they want a post-industrial world to control us so that we literally only live and work in one town and maybe get to travel once in our lives. This is the policy. So what you heard was a major window into the mindset, and they see us as the enemy because they have a predatory view on us, and so they subconsciously expect us to hate them and dislike them. And finishing up your eloquent writing here, you went on to make the point that this is humanity upset about being slaves, upset about being looted, upset about their elected leaders meeting in secret with the big owners. In fact, you said, what threat? The people concerned about this unfairness of the world should drape a banner over a police cordon, that they should shout their anger at the madness of asset-grabbing transnational corporations whose chairmen are sipping beers with our elected officials. It's like a permanent threat. Don't make me spit. And then it talks about them basically harassing you and your wife. Please continue.
Yeah, I mean, let's be clear about who is saying this. The person that was – this conversation is being had by kind of people on the inner core of the Bilderberg conference organization. So they're the kind of – they're the Bilderberg group people. They're the, you know, they're the sort of people in charge of Bilderberg. They're not the people at Bilderberg who are the participants, but, you know, they're close to the – they're very close to the ideology of Bilderberg.
This is top minions, top minions.
Yeah, top minions, yeah. And, my God, the people are starting to talk about the cost of this. And a very interesting quote came out today, which is that it's simply to have, you know, there's all kinds of different police here. You know, there's secret police, there's state police, there's riot police, there's also local police. There's the Mossos de Squadra, which is the local Catalonian police, I think. And a quote has come out today that just to have them, I mean, they're just the very lowest, you know, of the police forces around. Just to have them is €150,000 per day. So the big question is, you know, who's picking up that tab? Is it the Spanish taxpayer? And if so, that's a disgrace. And if the Bilderberg conference is reimbursing the Spanish taxpayer, then basically they're using the local police as a private army. So either way, it's grotesquely unethical.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool. And that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We're now joined by the granddaddy of Exposing the Bilderberg Group. And he's got to be proud of himself, 33, 34 years, covering it, going to every conference, being shot at in Portugal, you name it, being harassed, being arrested, being detained, going from the New York Times and Time Magazine just 10 years ago saying he was a nut and it didn't exist, to hundreds of newspapers, Germany, England, Australia, Spain, where the global government leaders are meeting. It is now mainstream news. He's got moles inside, and he's there on the ground outside Barcelona as the world government meets. Jim Tucker, good to have you on with us.
Oh, always fun.
Jim, I know you're busy and exhausted, but...
Reach down and grab my satchel because I got information you want. Just bear with me a minute.
Yeah, and literally, folks, he's so mobbed by reporters, and he... is not a spring chick, as they say, and he literally has been fighting to even get to his hotel room for about 30 minutes just to even be on with us. So we just got him as he got to his room, and he's getting his satchel. He wasn't quite ready. And we're going to get him to give us his, because he's got the real. Some people claim they have Bilderberg sources. He's got them on the inside and on the outside. So this is a big scoop we're about to get. Jim, do you have your satchel?
Yes, now I'm ready.
Okay, sir. Give us the lowdown. Who's attending, what the agenda is, what your huge breaking news is. And, of course, the newspaper is American Free Press, AmericanFreePress.net. Go ahead.
Okay. One very interesting development, which is encouraging, is that some of the major Bilderberg people are saying that many, quote, important people, quote, are not attending this year. They always find out, and we get in trouble at home. Politicians who are embarrassed when constituents call and say, why are you dealing with these monsters and so forth? That's a fun thing. They're also celebrating the fact that your president, Obama, has signed off on the international treaty, which would allow the UN to come into your house and take your gun away. European bureaucrat. It's some kind of treaty called the National Guns Treaty or something under the UN.
Yeah, it's a small arms ban treaty. So they're pushing that at this disgusting, treasonous event.
Absolutely. And the evil thing about this, he might pull a little George Bush and say it's not a treaty, it's just an agreement. But if it's a treaty, as you know, under our Constitution, the treaty is the superior law of the land. That's why George Washington said, don't have any treaties. Don't have enemies. Be neutral. Be friendly with all nations and partial to none.
Well, Jim, to expand on that, what about the euro? Do they want to plunge the euro to bring in the SDR, or are they there trying to prop up the euro?
Oh, they're determined to save the euro, and they're nervous about it, though, of course, with the economic crisis. But the euro is important because it's part of their world government program. They're very discouraged, thank goodness. They're very downbeat because they've fallen so far behind. As I said before, in the 1990s, Bilderberg was absolutely confident that we'd have an American Union, patterned after the European Union, and the Asian Pacific Union would be well underway. And they've fallen back, they've fallen behind, and they're very discouraged, but they're still persisting on climate change, as futile as that might be. As you know, the real science has shown and demonstrates, we're talking about climatologists, experts in the field who are...
They got caught in climate gate. They know it's a fraud. It's about taking over resources. So you're saying that's a big agenda. What about Bill Gates in attendance? We know he's always pushing eugenics and climate change. The Spanish newspapers are reporting that they caught up with him trying to basically sneak in, claiming he was in Barcelona for something else, and then he said he's there to push climate taxes.
Yes, he is, and he's attended one Bilderberg meeting in the past, and this is his second Bilderberg meeting. Definitely they're going to push the climate change, even though they're so far behind on that with the scientists, letters proving this whole thing is a fraud. In fact, one Bilderberg guy was said that on climate change, we're about whipped. That's quote on climate change.
We're about whipped. Incredible.
About whipped.
Incredible breaking news.
They are determined to push climate change. There's a more, let's see, I'm scanning through notes here, but they're doing more propaganda on alleged climate change even as we speak. And a consumer note, Of course, British Petroleum is, and all the Shell and the other big international oil companies have long been Bilderberg luminaries, and they are competitors, but they're still a brotherhood. So they have agreed to allow Obama to be outraged and talk about criminal procedures against BP, but he's also referred to as one of our brothers among the oil industry, which has long been heavily represented.
So it's going to be a bunch of talk like the AIG charges they've now dropped in the Goldman Sachs, much ado about nothing, putting on a show. What about oil prices? What about the dollar? I mean, it sounds like from your past reportage, they're going from being in control and planning the future to just trying to maintain control.
They're trying to maintain control. Now, their plan is for the gas prices go down and be nice and cheap this summer. In the month ahead, they're to go up to $4 a gallon starting probably around November or some such time. They're saying that we have to do some pacification here. But then, that's why they still maintain production of oil is only 80%, not 100% of easy capacity. So for every 100 barrels that could be produced today, only 80 barrels are being produced to generate a future shortage. There's no shortage at the moment.
Yeah, they're creating artificial scarcity. Jim, such precious time with you. What does this mean? I mean, how big is this that quite a few members, and do you have any intel on you know, basic numbers? I mean, what percentage, 10%, 20%? I mean, this is obviously a crisis if they can't get their luminaries there.
You want to roll down list of confirmed participants so far?
Well, I mean, any notables? We know who the regulars are, but is there any notable politician being groomed, like Mr. Cameron, who was groomed a few years ago?
Let's see. We know that Gessner was to be in South Korea for the G20 Friday and Saturday. He may show up on Sunday or Monday, but nevertheless, Larry Summers will be there, now an advisor to your president. Let's see, do you need more names?
No, that's fine. Let me shift gears again. What about Iran? Anything about Iran? Israel's got nuke subs. They're saying they may attack. You've had the attack on the flotilla. The Israel-Iran flotilla. Anything on that?
Yes, on the flotilla thing, they're a little bit skittish about that now, and Bilderberg is not 100% in favor of U.S. airstrikes on Iran, but many of them are. Wars generate money, no matter what the war, good guys, bad guys, or whatever. In all of our wars, we've had profiteering scandals on both sides.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit HerbalHealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, Resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, HerbalHealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, he is still in Spain, about to leave. Bilderberg officially ended yesterday, but now we have a reporter on from American Free Press. He's also deputy editor who can recap what happened Friday evening, Saturday, and Sunday. It's in Bloomberg. It's all over U.S. news. It's all over foreign news. I have to say this is the biggest rout in Bilderberg history. Jim Tucker agreed when he was on Friday. He's already flying back to the U.S. He's going to be on for a full report later in the week, our final report on Bilderberg until next year. We also have the fact that Bill Gates was there. Other people were there. The news is reporting, Bloomberg is reporting that Bernanke didn't show up, but our intel is that he was there. I know Bernanke was there in 2006 and 2008, of course, chairman of the Federal Reserve. But the bad news is the majority of them for the first time are greenlighting an attack on Iran. That doesn't mean it's 100%, but it's all going in that direction. And, of course, Tucker in 2002 said the attack won't be in 02 when the media was saying it would be, including the Washington Post. He said Donald Graham, the publisher, was there. It's going to be March of 03. He said that over a year before. He was correct. And so the fact that Iran is green-lighted is very, very scary. To give us the latest developments and go over those points I just made is Mark Anderson of AmericanFreePress.net. Mark, thanks for coming on with us.
You're welcome, Alex. It's been a very interesting last 24 hours in particular. The route that you're talking about, I believe you mean how they were kind of smoked out of here in a way. The understanding from talking to the hotel repeatedly, badgering them for press conferences, badgering them for information, not letting up one bit, was that you couldn't get in there publicly in the Dolce Hotel till today at noon. Well, they were gone out of here yesterday evening. And the meeting was really supposed to last until this morning. Traditionally, according to my colleague Jim Tucker, they always have their Monday breakfast before they depart. I think they were the last man standing, the last Bilderberg out of here was probably maybe 9 p.m. last night. And I talked to a lot of different people.
Was that Etienne d'Avignon?
I'm sorry?
Who was the last to leave?
Oh, I don't know specifically. I just know that it seems that all the publicity just kind of made them turn tail and run a little bit. Maybe not in a fleeing fashion. I'm not going to say they fled, but I think it just got a little too inhospitable for
them. Well, by route, their entire agenda's in trouble. They're now all over the newspapers worldwide. The Drudge Report every day. The Bloomberg's going, okay, there is a global government. Okay, this is suspicious. You know, where were you, Bernanke? Obama's their puppet. That's in the news. Tucker said that Bilderberg sources told him that one Bilderberg group member said, we're about whipped on climate change taxes, but their ace in the hole is starting World War III.
Well, what you said about Iran certainly rings pretty true. Just how close they are to that is very difficult to say. Bill Gates' appearance here brought about some confirmation that he was here under one guise, but his actual reason for being here was to try and sell Zapatero, the Spanish prime minister who gave the opening address, like most nationals do that host the meetings, trying to sell him on the green tax, I think otherwise known as the carbon tax. And that could drastically drive up energy costs and lead to this impoverishment you were referring to.
Exactly. We know Greece was the first to adopt the green jobs that take two jobs for every new job. And even the Spanish leaders have said that was the coup de grace that killed their economy.
Yeah, so it seems Bill Gates used a disingenuous excuse to get here just to generally counsel the PM on the economy, but it was specifically about that tax. Barcelona, June 5th, Saturday, 1,000 anti-Israeli marchers on the flotilla thing, but 200 anti-Bilderberg marchers joined them. 1,200 people in the center of Barcelona.
Absolutely amazing. What about Jim's intel? I know you went with him. Anything else that he said about the fact that one of the Bilderberg members said we're about whipped on the carbon tax?
Well, I don't know about that one. I would be less than honest if I could answer that one, if I tried to answer that definitively. All I know is Gates was here to discuss it. But where they went on that, I don't know. I think part of the situation where it seems they really had to rush through their business and kind of get out of here, you know, maybe they left some unfinished business or some loose ends. At any rate, you know, that some other miscellaneous came through. They spent just about a cool million on renting the place and for all their executive chefs every night and all sorts of about 600 to 800 thousand euro for just their security. Supposedly the Spanish taxpayers don't have to pick all that up. It's reimbursed. So that's just some miscellaneous matters. But everything's just kind of coming together plank by plank here. But the real story here in the brief time we have is that the media attention was so great that I think they really had to kind of abbreviate everything and get on out of here. They know they're not welcome. It's an inhospitable place, perhaps anywhere they'll go now. I think the bottom line is that the news doesn't remain a flash in the pan or doesn't be too sporadic, but becomes long-term, sustained coverage of what they're doing. And that's a critical point for independent media and regular media.
Well, yeah, Paul Dornanu of Romania brought this up. He said that he's talked to Dutch and others that say they've been to the steering committees that only have 20, 30 members of Bilderberg. We know Bilderberg does have those steering committee
right.
hearings. Sometimes they have them at trilateral commission meetings. The good news is we now see people going to the trilateral meetings, the CFR meetings, all of the sub meetings.
Yes, that's right. And the former Spanish PM spoke to the Chicago Council on Global Affairs that I covered, and he said some things that kind of laid some hints for here. And that was back in April, and he's Aznar, Jose Aznar. I don't remember his full name, but he had said some things about that they might have to back off on trying to dictate to all the European nations every last thread of their existence. I think they're sensing that that maybe they're going to have to soften their steps a little bit. But it's hard. You know, these people speak in codes, you know, one level for public consumption, then speak in another level for their own brethren. So it's really a kind of a translation job when these globalists start talking.
Well, I noticed that Saturday and Sunday I saw reports of more nations support sanctions or blockade on Iran. So we saw the drumbeat for war with Iran intensify after Bilderberg. Here's one out of the Canadian news, Globe and Mail. Canada wins key fight against bank tax. Canada has won a key fight in its high-profile international campaign against a global bank tax. So countries have to win fights just to have their sovereignty. So Canada's won a key fight in its high-profile international campaign against a global tax as G20 finance ministers Saturday approved a plan that allows countries to manage an issue as they see fit. Isn't it nice that the G20 will allow us to have our own affairs, Mr. Anderson?
Yeah, that's the thing among the Spanish citizenry here and among the shopkeepers. That's what they, above and beyond the secrecy of Bilderberg and what are they doing in our country and what's going on, they kind of sense this condescension. There they are at the Hotel Dolce up on the ivory tower hill looking down upon the city. You know, the metaphor is unmistakable, and they sense that there's this all kind of papering over of their sovereignty and to sort of override their local control. Even the local governor, I'm told by a pretty good source, Spain has like 8 provinces. One of them is Catalonia, where I'm at. And that governor or president of this province also was reportedly at Bilderberg. And so this is a local that should be fighting this this breach of sovereignty who instead is going to the meeting.
Disgusting. We've only got about 2 minutes left with Mark Anderson of AmericanFreePress.net. Any other key intel that's come out of the meeting?
Well, a lot of things are still falling into place. As I say, they kind of turned tailed and ran. I think that we're pretty square on the Iran thing being a high priority. They keep trying to say that a country with not a single operational nuclear weapon is a nuclear threat, when other nations, Israel on up, have plenty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.